So welcome back, everybody. Today is the last shir on the Hashem Hu Elokim topic by itself. Next week, I'm not teaching because there's a Yom Iyun. And the week after, there'll be a shir that relates to Sukkot, related to this, but it's a standalone shir for Sukkot, related to the overall theme. And then we'll go back to our topic we started in the summer. Go back to that in after the Chagim. So today, I want to take everything we've studied the last 3 weeks and relate it to Rosh Hashanah davening. Let me share my screen. And here we go. Okay, so this is class number 4 in Hashem Hu Elokim series for Elo. And today's we're going to take the biblical theme of Shem Hashem of God's name and see it in our Rosh Hashanah davening. When I say Rosh Hashanah davening, I include everything leading up to Rosh Hashanah, ending with Yom Kippur. I mean, not Rosh Hashanah itself, but the Rosh Hashanah season. So I want to take the first 10-15 minutes and talk about Slichot, where Shem Hashem comes up there, and then we'll go to regular daily davening with Shem Hashem, and then how that plays itself out in Yom Tov davening and Rosh Hashanah davening, and we'll end with the end of Yom Kippur. Okay, so just a quick introduction about Slichot in general. Just a quick question. Maybe someone's heard this part of this year before. Is there anything in the Slichot service that makes it like regular davening from a purely technical level? Rav Soloveitchik, I think, the Rav has a board on this. I'll just tell you already.
We start with Kaddish.
Yeah, very good. Okay. He points out the only time you have a Kaddish Titkabel, the only time you have the, what's called, the Kaddish that you say after Shmoneh Esrei, the only time you have it, not after Shmoneh Esrei, is after Slichot. In other words, there's different times when we say Kaddish, but every time there's a Shmoneh Esrei, the davening with the group in Tzibor, then after Shmoneh Esrei is over, there's a Kaddish that ends with Titkabel Tzloton Voton, where we ask God to accept our prayers. So it's unique to whenever the Shmoneh Esrei. Every time there's Shmoneh Esrei, the Tzibor, there's always a Kaddish Titkabel. That's why on Shabbos we have two, after one after Shachrit, one after Musaf. The only time you have that, not after Shmoneh Esrei, is in Slichot. We have Kaddish Titkabel after Slichot is over. So that's a technicality, but I want to begin with the Ashrei beforehand, because we begin the service with Shevach. And there's a general concept of Shevach before Bakasha. We praise before we pray. Now, from what you remember, do you ever pay attention to God's name in the Ashrei? What we call Ashrei, Tehillat David? So I'm going to share my screen in a minute. But basically, the first two psukim of Ashrei are from earlier chapters. But Tehillat David, 145, begins with Arimcha Elohai HaMelech V'Avracha Shimcha L'Olam V'Ed. I have the English right here. The opening line is, where are we? Everyone knows Ashrei by heart. I put the English here. The opening line of Tehillim 145 is the Psalm to David. I'll exalt my God, and I will bless your name forever. And the opening line of Shevach is blessing God's name, a reputation. And then, B'chol Yom Avrachecha, letter Bet, B'chol, every day I'll bless you. Ba'alah Shimcha L'Olam V'Ed. I'll praise your name forever. So right in the beginning, we're focusing right on God's name and his reputation. And then now we did the beginning that way, so it's the end. Tilat Hashem Yedaber Pi, the Taf. My mouth will speak the Psalm of God. Vivarech Kol Basar Shem Kodesho L'Olam V'Ed. And every living person, everyone who breathes, should be able to bless God's name forever. So the beginning and end of Tilat David, which is our opening praise, focuses on God's reputation. So I just brought an example of how central the theme of God's name and reputation is in Tefillah. Now, I want to go back and do a quick, I'm assuming you're familiar with this, but usually it's helpful to see how Slichot works. We have Ashrei before we daven, just like before Mincha. We have a Shevach before Bakasha. Does anyone know how Tehillat David, how Psalm 145 relates to Slichot themselves? Because whenever you have Shevach, whenever you pray, you precede it with praise. But what praise is there in the Tehillat David that relates to the Slichot? Anyone remember? Okay, so I'm going to share a different screen with you for a minute. I have a, just open up a regular good old sitter.
Can
Nun Barachum,
Ah, very good.
Yerhapayim.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look at the Siddur, our praise begins in a sort of a special way, because the first thing we do, let's see, where is my page? I had a, one second. Oh, wait a second. I didn't have to, I'm on the wrong page. If you go through Ashrei, let me just open up a Siddur. Oh, I've just opened up a Tehillim. That's easier. Okay, I should have thought of that. Bible, Tehillim. If I go line by line in 145, the first thing we say, again, we're going to bless God's name. Okay? And I do it every day. And then before we praise God, first we talk about this God that we're praising, how great he is, and everyone praises him. But the main thing we talk about in the beginning, how everyone is praising God. Now, our God is great, and everyone praises him. I do, we go between singular and plural. But we haven't said yet what's great about him. Like, you can tell, oh, there's a great doctor. He's a great, he's, you know, he's really kind. He's nice. But I don't know yet what's so great about him. Just everyone says how great he is. If you go line by line, first we say, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him every day. And he's just great. We don't know what's great about him. Every generation praises God. Every generation praises him. His glory is great, but we don't know what's great about him yet. And I'm going to talk about how great he is, but we haven't said anything yet about what's so great about him. Again, I'll utter his fame. I'll talk about how great he is and how righteous he is. And only in Pasachet, we actually find out what's so good about him. And that's Pasachet. Chanun Barachum Hashem, Erech Apayim Udo Chasad. The first actual praise of God, not how great he is, but what's so great about him. Not that everyone praises him and that he's great, but what is so great about him is Pasachet and Tet. Right? Chanun v'rachum Hashem erech apayim udo chased. That's midot rachamim right there. Remember el chanun v'rachum erech apayim rav chesed. B'tov Hashem l'kol v'rachma v'kol masav. So again, God's greatness is how great he is, how good he is, and his forgiveness. And then we go back to everyone, praises him. And then the theme of machiyot is here as well, because in psukim chaf, lamed, and mem, these three psukim, I'm sure you know this, but the three psukim that talk about God's kingdom, Kvod Malchutcha, let me close this front. Kvod Malchutcha Yomeru. It's the honor of your kingdom, we'll talk about. And then to let every living person know, Uchvod Hadar Malchuto, the glory of your kingdom, and Malchutcha, Malchut Kolamin, your kingdom is a kingdom forever, etc. Now, notice, psukim chaf, lamed, and mem all have the word melech in them. Kvod Malchutcha, Hadar Malchuto and Malchutcha Malchut Chalalamim. Those Chaf Lamed Mem. What letters are those? Mem Lamed is Melech. A lot of people don't notice that. I guess some people, everyone's smiling, never noticed it before. So the three letters that spell Melech are the three Psukim and Ashrei that talk about Malchut. That can't be by chance. It's just beautiful poetry. And then we go about how God takes care of those in need. So Mechash Shabbat Flim. And everyone turns to God for help, and God gives everyone food at the right time. And my favorite pasuk in not only my Chazal's favorite pasuk in Tehillah of David is Potech et yadecha masbeach ha'ratzon, that God opens his hands and feeds everyone with need. But if you know your Chumash, that's what we're commanded to do in chapter 15 in Sefer Dvarim. Remember, after we have the laws of Shemitah, Shemitah Ksafim, every 7 years, it talks about not to hold your hand back before the Shemitah year is coming, and loan people, and don't hold back from holding, even though the Shemitah year is coming up. And then it says twice that you have to open up your hand to the person who's poor or destitute, who's in your need, and that's what you need to do. And when it says God does it, basically it's saying that the way that God does it is through our doing it. So our praise of God reminds us how we have to behave. As if you understand your Sefer Devarim and its theme, then this line in Tehillah of David is key, and that's why Chazal say, if you say Tehillah David three times a day, you're worthy of being of a Ben Olam Haba. You're worthy of being the world to come because you're a partner with God. Because if you understand this point, then your life is partnership with God. Because the way that God does this, the way that God fulfills this, is by our doing that. Okay. Anyway, that's the famous Tehillah David that we all say, and then God takes care of those who love Him. Punishes the evil, like we saw in the Tochacha, and then the end of the line, Tilat Hashem Yidaber Pi, Vivar Kovasar Shem Kocho Lolam Voed, again, God's name at the end, the beginning and end, So that's a little introduction to Tehillat David, which is part of Sukkah Nisim every day, and also the introduction to Slichot. Now, if I go back to Slichot, share my screen. What do we do every day? We have the Shomea Tefillah. Now, if there's one, and then we have the rounds of prayer in the format of, we have a little pismon, Kemelech Yoshev, 13 attributes of mercy. That's a separate share. I think we did in years past. And then we have verses at the end where we ask for God to answer our prayer, Shema Kolenu. And then we do vidui. We explain what we did wrong, why we learn from our mistakes. And then we give God reasons why he should answer our prayers. And then we end with Kaddish Tetkabel, the full Kaddish at the end. Now, so we talked about Tehillim 145. Who remembers, let me stop to share one time, the Shomea Tefillah, everyone, it's like a lot of psukim, a shir by itself, organized in a very beautiful manner, but all those psukim are all examples from Tehillim primarily, where we praise God before asking for something. Like the one pasuk from Chumash is from Parsha Bet Hanan, where Moshe said, Remember Bet Hanan al Hashem? Now, Moshe tells God, there's no one like you. And then Ebronah, and he asks God, let me cross the Jordan. Let me just show you that, what I'm talking about. This is one of the many psukim we quote in the Shomea Tefillah. But if you take a look in Parsha Bet Hanan, all the psukim we quote, which are praise, Shomea Tefillah is simply like some 50 psukim of praise, probably even more than that. But all the verses that we're quoting are all verses that are praised before requests, can shevach before bakasha, and all relate to covenant. So if you look in chapter 4, I think, no, at the end of chapter 3, my mistake. At the end of chapter 3, Parshat Etchanan, okay, first he praises God. I'm about to, what do you call it? You showed me how great you were. And then he praises God, Asher bi'el bashamayim uva'aretz, Asher yasech masach uv'grotecha. He praises God, how great you are, okay? And then Ebrana Vereter Satova. Let me cross over the Jordan and see the good land. So it's Shevach before Bakasha. This is one of our praises of God in the Shomea Tefillah. But they're all, and almost all of them, when you see them in Tehillim, they're all verses of praise before asking for something. Now, who remembers the last section of Shomea Tefillah? It's a famous song. Thanks to Shlomo Carbach. And every musical slichot. Where's Chaim Kranzler? Are you from the Kranzler family? The good singers? Okay. So, Hanasham Malach, everyone knows it very well. Okay. Everyone knows the first lines. That's an introduction to what? To our final request. In other words, Shomea Tefillah begins with Shomea Tefillah, that you answer prayer, great praises of God. And our conclusion is Hanasham Malach, Laguf Balach. Let's take a look at what we're saying. Again, I've asked almost everyone who knows the song by heart, and almost no one ever pays attention to the end of it. But take a look at it. I'm sure you remember it by heart. Again, Shomea Tefillah, we started. Everyone's coming to praise you. Okay? And how does this begin? Yavo kol basad yishrael, everyone's coming to bow down to you. And they're going to come to you. V'chabdu lishmecha. They'll make your name great. They'll honor your name. Okay? And again, but let's go bow down and bless in front of God. Okay, and let's go to the gates of his house with the Korban Todah, with a offering of thanksgiving, and Hodu lo Baruch Hu Shemo, bless his name. See, God's name is almost everywhere in the beginning, always the beginning and end. Now we get to the famous Hanasham Malach. I'll make it a little bit bigger so we remember. Move this to me, too big. Okay, Hanasham Malach Haguf Palach. Everyone knows this by heart. And then therefore, you own our Neshamot, therefore have mercy on us. About those who serve you, those who are working for you. Hanasham alach v'aguf alach. Hashem asay laman shmecha. God, do it for the sake of your name. Remember our theme is God's name and our Rosh Hashanah prayers? This is icing on the cake, isn't it? What's our strategy? Okay. We're giving, before we even start praying, we're praising God, but asking him, even though we're not deserving, do it for the sake of your name. Because if you answer our prayers, you'll look good. Okay? We're coming before you. For the sake of your name, Atan Oshimcha. Therefore, God, do for the sake of your name, Hashem Asay Laman Shemecha. For the sake of the glory of your, I'm sorry about that. Oh, this keeps on popping up all the time. Okay. For the sake, Bavor Kvod Shimcha. For the sake of the glory of your name. Why? Because El Chanun Brachum Shemecha. Here we go again. Chanun Brachum Hashem. Fits right to Ashrei. Again, Laman Shimcha Hashem. For for the sake of your name, and forgive us for our sins, even though there are, remember here, key means even, not because, even though, okay? Even though, key here means even though there are so many, forgive us. But you see the theme of God's name and reputation? That's our key strategy in davening. And that was basically the goal of my whole series, because we daven so much. Now, that's not just a technicality. That's super logical, and that's transformative. Because if the goal is God's glory and God's, you know, God's reputation, how we behave as a nation is key. And therefore, our day-to-day behavior, our individual behavior, our community behavior, our national behavior, what other people think when they view us, how we're acting, how we talk, it's key to sanctifying God. So if God sees that we understand the reason and we act and we understand why we're chosen and we're willing to act accordingly, that gives God another reason to answer our prayers. So I'm saying it's not just a technical thing, understanding davening, but it's key. Now, in the end of what do you call it? After all the slichot are over, I'm not doing Yishur and slichot now, but just when they're over, we have after Shema Kolenu, then we have what's called Aseh Leman in the Yimei Yun. One of the shiur in the Yimei Yun last week was they talked about Misha Na Lavar Mavinu Bahar Moriah. I think I forgot who gave it, but I listened to part of it. It was very nice about people davening where they're not really davening, but it's like it's. I don't know what she said, but it was implicit prayer, not explicit prayer. People must have davened, didn't say they davened, but they must have davened. It's like I call it implicit prayer, not explicit prayer. Now, so we end with El Rachum Shmecha Chanun Shmecha. We begin this our grand finale. So your name, what do you call it? Your reputation is about your forgiveness. Rachum v'chanun. Midato rachamim. Okay? We're coming, right? Let's go and what do you call it? Call out in your name. And therefore, God do for the same. Hashem Aseh Leman Shmecha. Then Aseh Leman Mitach, Aseh Britach. We go by the alphabet and we go on and on and on. Remember this at the end? We start going really fast because it's already late and we're zooming through. But again, what's the strategy? And then we have Shomer Yisrael and the grand finale, the final prayer of Tachlin every day. And Slichot is Ezrinu Heishen Adavar Kvot Shemecha Batzirim B'chabrachotenu Leman Shemecha. So my point is clear. Our goal is to make God's name great. And that's our key strategy in davening. We're trying to act against God, even though we've sinned a lot. But if you answer our prayers, even if we're not deserving, because we're turning to you, if you answer our prayers, you look good. You know, it works. And therefore, you know, if we don't turn to you in prayer and you help us, no one correlates our salvation with you and our prayer. But if we turn to you and you answer our prayers, so this is a God who listens. That's called Shomea Tefillah. Therefore, even God should really answer only if we're deserving. But if God answers even if we're not deserving, there's still a value in God answering even though we don't deserve it. And that's our strategy in davening because we don't always deserve it. That's a key strategy in prayer. Then, of course, Kaddish itself, we've talked about many times. This is a prayer for praise. We're praying to God that His great name, Shmei Rabbah's great name, His exalted name, should become greater and greater. Okay? In this world, the world to come, etc. And everyone answers, indeed, God's name should become great forever and ever. And then we praise Him, Yitbarach, Vishtabach, Vitpar, Vitam, Vitnaseh, Vitalao, Shmei de Kudsha Brichu, that's the name, the reputation of Kudsha Brichu, which is our nickname for God. Okay, got it? So that's for Slichot, that's crystal clear how central Slichot every morning is, how God's name and reputation is key. And the goal of this series was to explain the biblical background to the importance of God's name ever since day one of creation. Remember, God gives names, then man gives names, and then through naming, through recognizing nature, man realizes, you know, there must be a God behind it. He makes a name for God. And then, you know, the name, recognizing God's in nature, that was Elohim. But God's involved in nature, involved and treats nature, uses nature as a whip to either reward and punish based on our deeds. That's Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that was the theme of Hashem Elohim. We'll get back to that at the end. Now, on Yom Tov, we daven Psukei Zimra, just like every day. But on Shabbos, we add extra, you know, extra mizmorim. But every Psukei Zimra is a unit, right, which is like in a sandwich, that begins with Baruch Shamar V'Yah Olam and ends with Yishtabach. In between, there's, you know, the minimum amount we say during the week. We add extra for on Shabbat and Yom Tov. Of course, if you don't have enough time, so everyone holds is better quality over quantity, and therefore you do whatever you have time for to do, you do, but you do what you do properly. Now, mumbling real fast doesn't accomplish anything. If you're going to say mizmor of tehillah, you say it properly. Now, how does Baruch Shemar begin? Baruch Shemar v'yalam, and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, remember? And then remember we're going to praise God. That's Kirat Shimcha Elokeinu, and Melech Gadol Hu Lama Tishkun. Basically, the whole Baruch Shemar prayer is making a blessing. We're about to praise you, and then we make a blessing that we're plagiarizing. Instead of making up our own prayers, we're using King David's prayers of Bishuri David Avdecha Navcha Hashem Elokeinu. And again, we're going to mention your name and talk about how great your name is, etc. How does it end? Yishtabach Shimcha Lad Malkeinu. Again, Pesukim Zimra itself is all about praising God's name. Now, and therefore the opening blessing, closing blessing, just pay attention to it next time you daven, is all about God's reputation. Now, why are we obligated? We've done this shiur many times before, but that's the first mizmor based on Tehillim 105, which is really from Divrei Hayamim, how later Asaf and Levim in the time of King David take Tehillim 105 and adapt it to their situation. I'll show you in Hebrew in a minute, but Hodu Hashem Kiru B'Shmo, give thanks to God, call it in His name. And I'll do a 2-minute review of how that mizmor is so important. So we're going to quote from this, make a bit of spec smaller again. I have another file open here. There we go. Tehillim 105. Just in a nutshell, I didn't send the story we've given the share, I forgot how many years ago, but I don't want to get too bogged down with it. But everyone's familiar with the beginning of this Mizmor of Tehillim. It's Tehillim 105, which we quote in our Siddur. We quote a version of this Mizmor from Divrei Hayamim chapter 16, when David brings the Aron to Yerushalayim. But if you look at, but my claim is that this Mizmor is proving our point about God's name and the theme of Sefer Bereshit. Because why? The Mizmor begins, the psalm begins, it's Hebrew well familiar with, so I'll make it bigger now. The Mizmor begins with a command, 5 commands. We are commanded to thank God, or acknowledge God, and call it in His name. Remember, we began a whole series of Kriya B'Shem Hashem. Remember, at the end of chapter 4 in Bereshit, Asu Chalikro B'Shem Hashem, and then in light of Avram calling out in God's name when he arrives in Israel, and over again. And that became a paradigm for what Jews need to do in the life, what Avram did in his life. So just like Avram was Kori B'Shem Hashem, according to this Mizmor, that's what we need to do. Because we need to acknowledge God, call it in His name, let all the nations know about His great ways. Again, that's particular universal we talked about. We dedicated the whole first 2 classes to that. Sing His praises, Shira Lo Zamra Lo. Talk about all the amazing things He does, His nature He built, His hand in history. Okay? Again, Hitalu B'Shem Kocho. Talk about His great name. Okay, and though in parentheses, those who look for God should be happy. Okay. Search for God and His greatness. Always look for Him, etc. Remember all the great things He did, etc. Now, these are 5 command lines. But who's being commanded to do this? Who's commanded to call in God's name, make His name known, etc.? Zer Avram Abdo B'Neko B'Chirav. That's Sefer Bereshit. Because Avram was chosen by God. The offspring of Avram, chosen by God, to serve Him. Remember the theme of, remember we're employees and not consumers? Therefore, the offspring of Avram, His servant, the children of Yaakov, who He chose. Remember, the Bechira process ends with Yaakov, the 12 tribes. Therefore, Am Yisrael, who poetically is called Zer Avraham Abdo B'nei Kol Bechirav, we are commanded to call out in God's name. How do we fulfill that every day? In Pesukei Dezimra. Now, who is this God? Remember, Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad? Who Hashem Elokein? He's Hashem, our boss. Remember, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Echad? Hashem who made a brit with us in Har Sinai, in Sefer Devarim, we talked about in our opening share. Yes. Who's this God we have to praise? He's our boss. Not he's our God. He's everyone's God, but He's our boss. Okay? But His laws are everywhere. Okay? And then we switch to God remembered His covenant, the one He made with Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, etc. And that's already shared in Sefer Bereshit. And talks about how God watched our history. And we have coming out of Egypt, etc. And then we end after giving the whole history lesson, how God took us out of Egypt and filled Ben Abtharim, because He remembered his promise. He remembered Avram and took his nation out, etc. Now, and he gave us the land of Israel in order that we keep his laws. So that was, you know, that's the Mizmor that we quote. We quote the first half of it, and we continue there in Pesukei Dezimra. But after saying Baruch Shamar, Pesukei Dezimra begins with Hodu Lashem. That's a Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svar. It's the introduction to Pesukei Dezimra. It's the same idea. It's key to why, how we praise God. So that was number one. Okay. So now we're going back to our regular source sheet. So the beginning and end, that's Pesukei Dezimra of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. And then we said Hodu Lashem Kiruv Bishmo. That's over here. And now we have to make this bigger again. Okay. Now, in Modim, I should have mentioned Modim, you know, from Shmoneh Esrei. Modim Anachnu Lach, remember? And then, what's the blessing of Modim? Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Ne'elahodot. Your name is good. Your reputation is good. Your name is good. And you're the one we should give thanks to. And that's basically the end of Shmoneh Esrei. Because after that is Berachat Kohanim Sim Shalom, which is, remember, Sim Shalom is a blessing that God fulfill. It's a prayer that God fulfill, Berachat Kohanim. But the actual end of davening, the end of Hodaya, Hoda'am, sorry, acknowledging God is Modim, and that ends with Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Ne'elahodot. Now, I should have gone back to in Pesukei Dezimra, V'yi Chavod Hashem Le'olam. Remember all the Pesukim that lead into Tehillah LeDavid and the Asherah? So God's name is everywhere there. V'yi Chavod Hashem Le'olam, Yismach Hashem B'Masav. The glory of God should be forever. And then let God's name be blessed forever and ever. From the morning to evening, God's name is praised. Remember? God Hashem, your name is forever. You remember, no, it's all the psukim and half the psukim in Yehi Chavod are also from talking about God's name. Now, let's get to our Yom Tov davening. This we mentioned briefly last week in the Yom Yun Shir, but let's go back to how important this is. Let me check any questions up until here. Should be nice and clear. Again, these, I'm just reviewing all things we've probably done before, but I want to show you how central these things are to our davening. Every time we daven on Yom Tov, it always has the same introduction, be it Shalosh Regalim, be it Yomim Noraim. Whenever we daven on Yom Tov, it's always Atah V'chartanu. Because Yom Tov, let me share my screen for a second and review something we've done before. Why we say Yalla V'yavo, but if I open up Sefer Bamidbar, to the top, chapter 10. Wrong Bible. Here we go. Okay, in Sefer Bamidbar, chapter 10, with the law of Chatzotrot, which relates to blowing shofar, of course. This is the last line of Machiot, of Shofrot, but the end of all the Machiot Zichron Shofrot. Remember, Uvyom Simchatchem of Madechem. This is the end, grand finale of Musaf, which has Malchiot, Zichron, and Shofar together. Uvyom Simchatchem of Madechem, Voroshei Chodshechem, where we say Yalla V'yavo. These are all the holidays, and all the holidays in Emor. Utkatem b'chatzotzot alotechem v'asifkei shamechem. When you bring your offerings, you blow shofar because you're not feeding God. You're bringing sacrifice to remember your relationship with God. And therefore, they blew the shofar. That's when the Levim said the Shira and gave their rebuke to the people and guidance. And therefore, blowing shofar, when you bring your sacrifices, or basically nowadays when we daven, is a zikaron for you in front of God. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Ani Hashem Elokechem, Rashi says on the spot, is mafiot. V'yodachem zikaron and zikronot. And utkatem b'chatzotot was shofrot. Okay, so we have mafiot, zikronot, and shofrot in backwards order. Now, if that's the case, we're being judged on the holidays. Why? The reason was logical. Because before, you know, Chag HaMatzot is the beginning of the Aviv, the spring, we're about to be judged by the grain harvest. That's going to determine what we have to eat the whole year. There's 2 months of grain harvest. Then we have a fruit harvest. Starting with Shavuot, we're being judged for a fruit harvest coming up in the summer. And then in Tishrei, we're being judged for the upcoming year, the rainy season that will determine the outcome of next year. We talked about that in the beginning. Now, because we're being judged, we want a good judgment. And therefore, you can look at all the holidays pretty much as a routine checkup. The analogy we like to give, going back, was should be a war imminent. It was whenever there's immediate danger, like a toothache, a root canal, you go right away to the dentist. But on a regular interval, you have a routine checkup. So our holidays are a routine checkup, but our routine checkups are critical times of the agricultural year. Now, but the assumptions were being judged. The main thing we pray for to get a good judgment is to show God, I want to be a good employee. I want to be a good worker. I can learn from my mistakes. I understand what my job is and why I'm chosen. Therefore, the opening line of our prayer, remember, we're not praying for our needs on Yom Tov. We're praying for our job. We're praying for our relationship with God. And therefore, the opening line of every Shemoneh Esrei is about is the essence of our relationship with God. Now, before I go to, I want to show you in Chumash where it's coming from. Go back to Sefer Devarim. Devarim should be here. Okay. In Devarim chapter 10, verse 12. These are famous psukim. I'm sure you've seen them before. But, again, we're in chapter 10 in Devarim, verse 12. Make it a little smaller. Okay. Vatai Yisrael. Famous question. Now, Israel, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shov Mimcha? What does God want from you? Nice, simple question. Well, it's easy. Kim to fear God. Kim Lirat Hashem, to fear God. Lelecha Bidrachav, to walk in his ways, which was doing tzedek and mishpat, being just and upright, and to love God, like in the Shema, okay? And to serve God, to serve God with your whole heart, your whole might. Now, remember these eyes. What's God want from you? To love him, that's it, and to serve him. Love him. No. And to keep his mitzvot, lishmor mitzvotav, keep his mitzvot and his laws, which I'm commanding you in the book. Now, God has everything, so in theory, he doesn't need you. But he chose us, Rakba Vatecha Chashak. Let's remember Atavach Atanim Mikolami, Mahavto Tanu, Vratita Banu. Okay? But he chose our ancestors, okay, to love them. Vayivchar Bezaram Achreim Bachem Mikolami. He chose the offspring of our ancestors to serve him, to become a nation from all the nations, like we are to this day. Now it's already in Sefer Dvarim, we become a nation. Got the idea? So this whole key theme of universalism, God cares about all humankind, but chose us to serve him. That's right in the question of what does God want from you? Now, and therefore, circumcise your hearts, okay? Don't be stiff-necked, because God, Hashem is the God of all gods. That's, we get, quote this in Shemoneh Esrei, Hela Gadol Yivar Vanora, who takes care of the orphan, the widow, etc., loves the stranger. And that's what we need to do. No, that's what God does. God's Ohiv Ger. And therefore, we have to love the Ger, the same thing we talked about in Poteach Et Yadecha, what's called Imbatato Deo, the way God takes care of those needy is by enabling us to do that. Okay? And therefore, Tashem Elechecha Tira, fear God, serve Him, cling to Him, etc. Now, remember all these themes? It's almost line, it's everything in Atav Achartanu is built on this. So let's take a look at our regular source sheet. Here we go. Look how simple it is. Like we read there. You chose us from all the nations. Remember? That's chashak, the same idea as God wanted us. But all these verbs are all in that section in Dvarim. Right? You elevated us above the nations. But shunom means a nice way of saying all the different nations. And you made us different. You separated us by giving us commandments to keep. We read that to keep all the mitzvot of God. Okay? And then you brought us closer to you. You are king. Lavodotecha, to serve you. Remember, we're employees. And here's the big line. V'shimcha ha-gadol v'kadosh alei mikorata. Your great name and reputation it's our duty. We're associated with that. That's why Aleinu l'shabeach is the same thing. It's our duty to praise God. And that's why we're different than the other nations. We talked about that was last week's shir in the Yimei Yun. But this opening, which we probably think by heart, we all know these psukim by heart. Every Shemoneh Esrei and Yom Tov begins with this. This is our core relationship with God. And again, the idea that we're employees and our main job is to make God's name great. I'm just pointing out, it's so obvious in prayer. Again, I'm just emphasizing it over and over again because that's what our Siddur does and our Machzor does. But from what I've seen, it's rarely emphasized in Jewish education. Maybe it should be more. But I don't hear as much as I sound like a broken record already. Now, this psukim I just read are right here. Compared to Dvarim 10, 12, 19, I just opened the Tanakh. It's good to do it on your own time to see it. Now, then we have Shemoneh Esrei. And look at the Chatimah, the end of Shemoneh Esrei, what our prayer is of Machiyot, but not just Machiyot, this is every Shemoneh Esrei on Rosh Hashanah. Mariv Shakris Musaf Mincha. This is the blessing. This is the grand conclusion of our prayers on Rosh Hashanah. Remember, Aleinu is in the middle. If we have time, we'll go back to it. But listen to our grand conclusion. Elokeinu v'kei avoteinu always ends our Musaf prayers. On Shabbos, Ritzei b'mnuchateinu. Accept our rest. Now, this is a summary of the theme of a Rosh Hashanah prayer. What does God want us to do? Our hope is, Melech ha'kolam kula b'fudecha. Your glory, right, should be your kingdom over your entire creation. That's universalism. That was the theme. That's why we began with Bereshit. Remember the two names of God in Bereshit from the beginning. So we begin with universal. Remember the first 11 chapters, and then we go to particular. So we want God's kingdom to be recognized by everybody. He's everyone's king. He's everyone's God. Right? And then the whole land, right, should be, you know, uplifted. Or you should elevate yourself, right, over the whole land. I follow the English there. In other words, we're asking God, make yourself known so people recognize you. Help us get the job done. Then the big line. Pa'ul is anyone who moves, anyone, basically any human who walks or moves. Everyone who's, you know, who moves, what do you call it, should know that you're the one who gave him life, gave him the ability to move. And everyone who's created, every living thing that's been created should realize that you're his creator. And here's a big line. Everyone who has breath, knows everyone who can breathe, and usually neshama relates to humans, but who can sing God's praises or can talk and breathe and can breathe. This goes to creation by in creation. That goes God making man. Remember, maybe I'll show you the pasuk real fast. Remember, this section of tapping is built on. Let me go just back to Breshit for a second. I'm sure you remember these two games. I just want to show you inside. Chapter 2, verse 5. 5, 6. Okay, baby. It's verse 7. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim et Adam afar min hadama. That's man from ground. Vayipach ba'pav nishmat chayim. Vayedam lenefesh chaya. Okay. So in light of that, we have... Oh, did I share my screen? I didn't share my screen. My mistake. One second. My mistake. Share screen. Okay, here we go. Okay. Vayitzar Hashem Elokim et Adam afar min hadama. That's God making man, and then Gan Eden, and then the whole, you know, this is the ideal relationship between God and man. But by Yitzer, God creating man, Adam, afar min adama, v'ipach ba'av nishmat chayim. Now let's go back to davening. Where's our screen? Here we go. And v'yavin ko yetzur, ki ata yitzarto, v'yamar ko asher neshama v'yapo. You know, it's every living thing God made, that's universalism. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. Hashem, the God of Israel. What do you mean Hashem, the God of Israel? We just said he's everyone's God. So the God that Israel talks about. Remember we talked about Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Hashem, the God of Shem, the God that Shem talks about. And Shmoneh Esrei begins, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzhak, the God that Avraham talked about. Not necessarily the God who took care of Avraham, but rather the God of Avram is the God that Avram talked about. That's how Avimelech finds out about him. The God that Yitzhak talked about. Because they're Korei B'Shem Hashem. That was all the story of Yisrael and Bereshit. And therefore, we're hoping that every human being alive, right, finds out about God through our relationship with God. The God that we talk about day and night. Sukkot Zimra, every time you eat an apple, every time. Shem Hashem is everything we do. We relate to God. Good news, bad news. We want that the God that we're talking about, the God who Israel talks about, and the God that watches over the Jewish people, for good or for bad, okay? He's the king of everyone. This kingdom is everywhere. How do we accomplish that? By making it special with the mitzvot you gave us. You separate us by giving us laws to keep. And our portion should be your Torah, because that's our guidebook of how we have to behave. Therefore, give us, goodness. Give us prosperity. So we have the ability to serve you. And save us from our enemies. Make us happy when you help us get rid of our enemies, like Baruch Hashem we had this weekend. Okay? And then the big finale is, right? Help us cleanse our hearts so we can serve you with truth. And that's the idea again, that idea of God chose us to serve him. We're praying to God, help us serve you with truth and not being phony. Why? Why is emet so important? Ki ata Elohim emet u'devarcha emet v'chaim la'ad. Remember, that's one of the midot of, remember Rav Chesed emet and midot ha-rachamim? Because you're the God of truth and your words are true and they're there forever. And then we find the final blessing. This is universalism and all together. Baruchat Hashem, melech ha-kol ha-aretz, universal. The Kadesh Yisrael, particular. And this day, the day of judgment, that we remember that we're chosen to serve God. And therefore we're judged based on our deeds, but, we have an important job to do. Showing God we recognize our job is a reason for God to give us a good judgment inside. So that we see that that's the key blessing every Yom Tov davening. Again, the theme of God's name and reputation is so clear, especially the idea of Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech in light of what we saw about the recommend Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. Now, just to review what we did last week to put our points together. Remember Rosh Hashanah Musaf davening? I'm sure you've seen this many times. There's Malchiyot, Zichron, and Shofar. I made a little table. Each section has an introduction. Then there's 10 verses of each. And then a concluding poem that's Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu and the blessing. It's each one. Now, Zichronot actually begins with Noach. Remember we did the theme of the covenant with Noach and God's decision not to bring another flood, parallel to God's Brit with Avram Avinu. Remember Brit Kesha, Brit Milah, all the parallels. That comes shining through in Zichronot. That's why we begin with the flood in the first Zichronot. And then God remembers his Brit. And then God listens to the shofar. And then that goes back to shofar of Rosh Hashanah. I'm sure you've had many shiurim on Rosh Hashanah davening. Right. So now, just going what we did last week, Aleinu is the introduction to the Machiyot prayer. And therefore, we talked this in reviewing what we did last week. It's our duty to praise God, to make his name great. That's the whole thing. Okay. And that's why he chose us. And that was our point. It's our duty to praise, but is our praise of God that, hey, you chose us? You know, we're praising you. You made us different than everybody. That's not our praise. That's explaining why it's our duty to praise you. So it's not God's praise, but it's why it's our duty to praise God. Our praise of God is, you're the one who made everything, but Aleinu begins, Machiyot begins with our recognition. It's our duty to praise God, make his name great. That's why we're different. That's why God has a special relationship with us. And because they're serving other gods, we're serving the right God. But the way we serve God, hopefully, will sanctify his name. Okay. So it's not that he made us different. That's not the praise. But because that's why we have to praise him. And it's the reason why we have to praise him, not what his praise is. But what's our hope? That was the main point last week. Our hope is that we'll see your greatness by our praising you and you being involved in rewarding us and being involved in our history. That will get other nations to get rid of evil, get rid of idol worship, hopefully. And then that will fix things with your kingdom. And all living things, all B'nai Basar, will call out your name. They'll all recognize you. And that will lead people away from evil. And then we bring all the psukim. We start with Hashem Yimloch L'Olam Vayed from Kriyat Yam. And then with the final psukim, the last one's from Zechariah. B'nemar v'yashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. B'emu yashem echad u'shmo echad. That's the pasuk from Zechariah. We know that from singing. But that's good. But that pasuk in Zechariah goes back to Shema and Devarim, doesn't it? And then in the final, we go back to the pasuk in Kumash. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Remember, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our boss, who made a brit with us in Chorev. He's the one and only God. Just to review this idea of why, I'm sure we did this in the first year, but the pasuk of Shema Yisrael is built on Sefer Devarim. Remember, in Sefer Devarim, up here. Good. Remember, in Devarim, the Shema is in chapter 6, verse 4. Remember, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. But the speech that this is part of began in chapter 5, where Moshe calls all the people together and tells them, wake up Israel, okay? Listen to all the laws I'm teaching you today. Learn them and keep them. And then the opening line after his introduction is Hashem Elokeinu. That defines Hashem Elokeinu in the speech. Kratim ane b'chorev. Therefore, from now on in his speech for the next 26 chapters, including in Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, who is Hashem Elokeinu? Our covenantal partner. The God we're working for. Hashem, our boss. Okay? So Hashem Elokeinu made a brit with us in Korev. The rest of the topic is the brit he made with us, Banim b'fanim, how we got scared, and we quote the 10 statements, and how we got scared. And when all that is over, in chapter 6, you know, this is the commandments that God gave me to teach you, etc. And after this introduction is over, he goes back to where he started. Shema Yisrael wakes him up again. Hashem Elokeinu, Asher Kratim Anu Brit B'Chorev, the God who made a covenant with us and said we just talked about, he's the one and only God, and therefore love your job, do it with your whole heart, etc., and follow these words I'm commanding you. That's the theme of Avat Hashem throughout the speech. So that's why the Pasuk of Shema is so central to Malchuyot. And finally, where are we? Something that just was in last week's Parsha, or 2 weeks ago already. Kitabo was a week and a half ago already. But on the positive side of the Tochacha, if God rewards us with prosperity, should we keep his mitzvot? God will get blessing in our prosperity, in our economic output, all of our any field that we're working in, and bless the land that God gave us. And then Yikim Hashem Lolam Kadosh, that will establish us as an Am, a people set aside to serve God like he promised our forefathers, right? On the condition that we keep his mitzvot and walk in his ways. If we do that, then that was the thing we saw, that God's name will be associated with you. That's v'shimcha agrova kadosh aleinu karata. Because that line of davening is built right on this. Because our name, your name is associated with us. If we don't follow God, then in lo tishmor mitzvot, that was in the end of the Tochacha, to fear Hashem anechvad hanora. This one, a few times in Chumash where God's name is Hashem. We actually, it's called Hashem. No, it's usually it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we just say Hashem. But here's one of the few times in Chumash where the phrase Hashem is referring to God. But that's our fear of God or God's reputation. And then, if we don't fear God and follow Him properly, then God will punish us extremely hard, okay? And we're going to get the same makot that He brought on Egypt. And then we'll get the same makot that Egypt get. And that brings us to the conclusion of Yom Kippur davening. Oh, just one last thing. Just the theme of Shem Hashem, just a quick review before we get to the... here we go. This was from the... We did this in the second share, but tracing the theme from Bereshit, just to review it, that at the end of chapter 4, after we had 7 generations from Cain with Lemech, and then Lemech having... 2 wives, but 3 sons, Yuval, Tuval, and Tuval Kain, Yaval, Yuval, and Tuval Kain, and they're all builders, they're all, you know, doers, etc. Then, but they have another son, instead of Hevel, that Adam Achava Geburtu, that was Sheth, and then he had a son, Enosh, and then at the end of Enosh, the man began to desecrate, we followed, calling out God's name. And that began, that led to the story of the flood. And that was the cliffhanger that left you in questioning what's going on. And later, Avram is Korei B'Shem Hashem, and that shows you that this is something bad. But this is building, this is setting the stage for the theme of God picking Avram Avinu to make a name for God. We use that to explain why Noah calls his son Shem. Because when he's blessing God, the God of shame. Because God wanted Noah, I mean, Noah wanted his son to talk about God. Then we saw that the genealogy of Avram began with Elu Todot Shem. That's why Chazal identifies Shem as the first Rosh Yeshiva where our ancestors learned. That's why they identify Malki Tzedek with Shem ben Noach. But all the Midrashim are based on this idea of why Noach called his son Shem. And then the last story before Avram is chosen is when man gathers together, uses his creativity to build a city and a tower, etc. But to make a name for himself, and Asalanu Shem. And then in light of that, God picks Avram Avinu to make a name for God. That's what Avram does, building, calling out God's name when he arrives in Israel, when he comes back from Egypt, when he makes his treaty with Avimelech, which we're going to read on Rosh Hashanah. I should have mentioned, I should put it in the source sheet, but one other pasuk of what's called Achrit Yamim, there's a Nevi Tzfania, a bit hidden, but Tzfania, towards the end of Tri Asar, in chapter 3, he talks about God's going to finally punish all the evil. Hashem Tzadik Mikirva, in verse 5, V'yasev La, Babokar V'shpato Yitein La'or, V'lo Nadar, going back to creation, etc., and the things of creation. Okay. And then, you know, then he's, we don't see justice all the time. Therefore, it says that God says, L'chem Chaku Linum, Hashem, wait for me. L'yom Kumi La'ad, I'm going to come one day and show myself. Ki Mishpati La'sof Goyim L'kavtzim Ablachot, I'll gather the nations finally. And bring my anger. Remember the Shvachale Mezami Kochronapi. Remember, we said we quote a similar pasuk at the Seder. Shvachamat Hagoy Masher Lo Yaducha, Mishimcha Lakaro. Let's put your anger on nations who don't count in your name. Kibish Kenati Tochal Kol Haaretz. Kiyaz Epochalamim Safa Bura Likro Kulam B'Shem Hashem. Then, in the sort of the end of days or in a Messianic time period, then all the nations will gather together with one sapabra, with a clear language that's opposite of Migdabavel. They're all united with one language. They grow kulam b'shem Hashem, they all call in God's name, and serve him shoulder to shoulder. So that's Aleinu is built on that theme of the, what we're hoping for, all built on, that this is taking the theme of Migdabavel, where our history begins with God picking Avraham Avinu, with man making a name for himself, and now, he calls out in God's, and now we'll all gather together and everyone will recognize God. And that's our hope in our Rosh Hashanah prayers. Anyone remember where Shvuach HaMatchal HaGoyim is coming from? From, Senior Miyao? Here we'll do, show you how to use a search program. Shvuach HaMatchal HaGoyim Asher Lo Yiducha V'Shimcha Lo Karo. But put your anger on the nations who don't know you, U'V'Shimcha Lo Karo, who didn't call out your name. And then, so that we, it's in Tehillim and in Yirmiyahu. But basically, it's the same theme that nations that don't, God should punish nations who don't recognize his name and reward nations who do recognize his name and act accordingly. Okay, now, that will conclude our series with the end of Yom Kippur Davening. Let's go to, which is the name of our series. All Yom Tov Davening is over. We ask for God for forgiveness. On Yom Kippurim, God's Midot of Rachamim, remembering that God can forgive us, but we have to make ourselves worthy, showing we can learn from our mistakes. And then, when Yom Kippur is finally over, right, how do we end Yom Kippur? Remember, I mean, we'll end it with blowing the shofar, but after Avinu Malkeinu, I should have brought Avinu Malkeinu, my mistake. When, let me just show you Avinu Malkeinu. I meant to put that on the source sheet, but you know it by heart. Where are we? Where is? Here's the Machzor. Here we go. That's what I wanted before. Now we have it. I had a whole Machzor here. We couldn't find it before. Now we have them all. Any Avinu Malkeinu is good, but let's go right to Avinu Malkeinu. Here we go. Avinu Malkeinu, Chatan Lefanech, etc. Now, the first half of Avinu Malkeinu are prayers. Remember? Katvenu, Katvenu. The first half of Avinu Malkeinu, after we begin with Chatanu Lefanecha, that's our opening statement, and you're the only king. And right away, Avinu Malkeinu, Asei Imanu Leman Shemecha. That's our opening statement, okay? And now we pray. Hadeshon Hashanah Tava, Batel Mielenu Gzer Koshot, Batel, this is prayer. Start with praise, recognizing God's name. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Stompi Yot Masen, these are all prayer, aren't they? Everything is prayer. Mechei Baver, Vina Malkeinu, help us do tshuva, send refuah shlema, get rid of our bad decrees, write us in all the good books, Katvenu or Chatvenu, Besefer Achaim, Gulav Yeshua, etc. These are all prayers, right? Give us Yeshua soon, raise our glory, etc. Bring Mashiach, etc. And then, give us sustenance. So that's like 2/3 of a Vina Malkeinu. Watch what happens at the turnaround point. Now we finish praying for our needs. Our final prayer is always, we pray that God answer our prayers. Shema Kaleinu is a prayer that God answer our prayers. That's, in Shmoneh Esrei, we do the same thing. Remember, our last prayer is that God answer our prayers. Okay? And accept them barachamim. And then open up the gates. We're praying God to answer our prayers. So first we pray for what we want. Then we ask God to answer our prayers. And then we give reasons why he should. Remember, we're nothing, right? And don't leave us empty-handed. You know, these are no longer prayers. These are prayers that God answer our prayers. And then do it for the sake of our children. Okay? Do the sake of those who died on Kiddush Hashem. Remember, Kiddush Hashem Kodshecha. Then do the same for people who are, unfortunately, there's too many examples of this year. Right? You know, these are almost scary how relevant these are this year. You know, those who were butchered and those who were burnt up in fire. And then, Nekom Nikmat Avodecha Shafuch. Avenge the blood of the, that was spilled in your honor. Okay. Then Hashem, do it for your sake, if not for our sake. Okay. And then do it for the sake, you know, for your glory. And then what's the final line? Avinu Malkeinu Aseh Leman Shimcha Agadol HaGibor Shenikra Aleinu. Do it for the sake of your great name, which is associated with us. Remember, that's B'Shimcha Agadol HaKadosh Aleinu Korata. That's the same thing from Matav HaKartanu. Okay. And then the last line, Chaneinu Aneinu Kibanu Masim Asim Asecha B'Chesed Roshienu. But the last line before the conclusion is, do it for the sake of your great name. And then we have, you know, Kaddish, and then we have, is this Nila here? But this is, oh no, that's not Nila. I have Nila. Everyone knows the end of Nila. I'll go back to my source sheet. I have it there. Where are we? Okay. So we say Shema one time. That's Malchiyot again. We say Ma. And then after Shema, we say Baruch Shem Kol Malchut Olam Ved. We bless God's name, his reputation again. The reputation of his kingdom should be blessed forever. But that's the theme of Shem Hashem. After we accept God as our boss, even, and recognize he's everyone's God, but we're chosen to serve him, we talk about his name. And how do we conclude? Hashem, Hu Elokim. And we say it seven times. But when following what we did in our series, Hashem, the God who watches over us and rewards and punishes based on our deeds, was involved in our lives. His presence is felt. Remember, Hayahu Ve'yeh. His presence always was, is right now and will be. The God who's involved in our lives, he's the God who made all the powers of nature. Remember chapter 1 in Bereshit, where man's in charge? You can believe in God, you can believe in nature, how amazing it is, but it's not clear that he's involved. But Yudke Vavke, that's Gan Eden's story. That's God's presence in our life, and that the Chumash uses beautifully these two names for God to develop its key theme, that Hashem, who's the God who watches over us, he's the God behind all the powers of nature, and it's our job to call out in God's name, as we make God's name known, by how we talk and how we act, not only how we act, but how God rewards us for our good behavior and punishes us for our bad behavior. And our hope is that by our making God's name known, everyone will come and recognize, knows, once all humankind recognizes that all the powers of nature are not only in the hand of God, but he uses them based on our deeds, based on human behavior, that core understanding should lead them to behave properly. And I think that's the main theme of Hashem Hu Elokim. And that was the goal of the series, was to get that idea across. And all I want to show you today is, I think hopefully there's nothing really new today, but it's just so central in our prayer. I call it, maybe it's a bad example, it's called the elephant in the room. I think there's a thing like that. There's something, it's so obvious, no one sees it. It's called maybe the elephant in the sitter. It's a bad analogy. It's so central, that thing, that it's just everywhere you turn. And I could bring another probably 500 examples in davening. Why don't you notice them on your own? But it's not just understanding davening, understanding that should make davening transformative. And then as a Jew, no matter what hashkafa you have, no, it's not getting to what hashkafa is right or wrong. No matter what your hashkafa is, that bigger picture that God's reputation is riding on our behavior, because we talk about God, that should guide any dilemma you have, what to do in a certain situation, that needs to be an overriding principle. Okay, let's look at the chat. I'll look at the written chat, and then we'll take the actual chat. Chat. There we go. By the way, Rabbi Jay's not here. Yeah, so he sends regards and wishes everyone a Shana Tova. I guess we'll be on another show this week. But, okay, number one. Let's go back. Okay. Source sheets were posted. Okay, that's fine. Does someone have the sources that they can post? Are those I can? No one got them? Okay, I'll post it.
Rabbi J didn't get them to the website yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I sent it. Okay, I could have. I'm sorry. I'll send it to you in a minute. I'll put it online in a second. Came through Shurim. Okay, concerning Enosh, Huchal. So the word Huchal, we didn't. I should have spent more time on. I'll whose question is that? Whoever. AS is Alun Shvut. Oh, Asher. Okay. So you have a minute? I'll show you something cute. In Breshit, it's a wordplay. As Huchal. Is a strange word. Does it begin? Is it beginning or going bad? So after the flood, where are we? After the flood, okay. Oh, wait a second. That's a big parak. Okay. Let's get back to Bereshit. Where's Nimrod? Is Nimrod in Perek? That's Nimrod's after the flood. My mistake. Okay. Let's go back to the flood. The end of chapter 9, right? The flood's over in chapter 9 when Noah gets drunk. Okay. The flood's over. Last parshiyah. Vayachal Noah ish hadamah. Remember God made man lavodat adamah? Adam ayin lavodat adamah? In other words, if I want to put all the creation stories of, okay, in other words, nothing's growing. So sort of the closure of that opening line is, now, is that something good or bad? That goes back where the wine is good for you or bad for you. That's the old, you know, that's intentionally ambiguous. Okay. Remember? Okay. Now, Vayachal Noach. Good or bad? Is he off to a good start or bad start? So here's his began. But he's beginning something that leads to disaster, right? As Uchalik Rabba Shem Hashem leads to the flood storm. So here, Vayachel, okay. Then in the next Shem story, if I go to chapter 10 and chapter 11, right? We have the Migdal Bavel story, remember? Vanessa Lenu Shem. God sees what's happening, okay? We have Hashem. Hein am achad, v'sav achad l'chulam, v'zeh hachilam la'asot. Right? Is that what they hear? They begin to do. But they begin something that goes bad. We see the word vayachal starting but going downhill? That's wordplay, I think. I think it's intentionally, it means it's beginning something but going the wrong direction. Starting with the left foot, what they call. But it's called
Don't we
that
have that in
Nietzsche.
Shmot?
This, no, this is, Migdal
Don't we
Bavel.
have the same verb somewhere in Kitisa?
Oh,
In,
that's like Moshe. That's prayer.
but is it the same root?
I doubt it. I'm not an expert on grammar, but I can do a quick look on, you don't have to be anywhere. Just go to Al Torah and do, you know, give you all the, Vayachal. But Vayachal, that's like a, that's more type of prayer or asking for something. I don't think it's
It's the
Bilashan
same
Naam.
root. They have to be connected.
Yeah, for sure they're connected. That's, I'm sure Rav Shimshon from Forhersh will connect them.
One could be
But
Yud Lamed and the other could
yeah, but
be
it might be a different Forhersh though.
there's a different
Here.
two Sharashim.
Here's the best way to check something. What pasuk was that just now? Let's go back to Al HaTorah. This is the greatest thing ever. Tanakh, let's say this Mikro Gdolot. Let's, we'll go, oh, okay. Close that up. Let's see. I'm losing this here. Okay. No, we just Bechor text. You know, this website is just the greatest. Breshit, we were in Perek. We'll take, I was in Perek Tet, right? At the end. Vayachal Noach ish adamah. Vayachal, vayachal, vayachal. Mistake. Here. Vayachal Noach, right here. So we just click on, I'm sorry, click on Vayachal. And here, Concordatia here, but Bilon. Okay. Oh wait, oh my gosh, what's this one? Oh, that's already, that gets way too, that's, question Paul, but I want to do just a search for a second. Go back to Vayachel.
Do you know this book?
Do the concordance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, what's he say, Asher?
This book is by Matityahu Clark, and he claims that it's entirely based on the works of Shimshon Raphael Hirsch.
Yeah, okay.
And he organizes it a certain way. So in this book, if you look up Yud Chet Lamed, he says that that means to expect progress. But then he lists something that he calls a gradational variant. Mm-hmm. That is that the same the Chet Lamed, two letters, the three-letter roots go in a gradation. He writes here, Chet Lamed Lamed to profane, Chet Lamed He to weaken, Chet Vav Lamed to begin, Chet Yud Lamed to enable, and Yud Chet Lamed to expect. In other words, he's understanding this kind of gradation, that they're all related one way or another, but to differing degrees. So again, probably the verbs that you showed us that were to begin, Chet Vav Lamed, but the highest in the sequence is Chet Lamed Lamed, that is Chilul Hashem and Chalal, right?
Yeah. So look at the Kurgantans in Vayachal here. Lushet Gamuhulad Ben, Azu Chal Dikrov Hashem Hashem. He's tying these ones together, everything we just did in class. Azu Chal, right? To begin, but going downhill. Vayiki Achel Adam Lorba Pnei Adama. That's the Nephilim taking advantage of the women. Remember, that's the first Me Too story. That's a bad story. That's man began and then goes bad. Vayachal Ochish Adama. Hu Achel Dov Gibor Ba'aretz Nimrod. Going bad. Right? And so the first five written in the first 11 chapters of Bereshit, that can't be by chance. You understand? That's better than that. This sees it. This makes it much clearer that Chumash knows everything that's starting, but going downhill is Chumash using the word Huchal, or as Huchal, Hechel, Bayachel, and he's tying them all together with the same Shorash. Again, I'm no expert in Diktuk, but he's definitely putting them together there. I know, I was assuming Rav Shem Forest always ties things together like that. Not everyone agrees with him. Somebody uses his imagination a lot, but it's a very, there's grammarians who argue a lot with some of his things, but he's very thematic. You know, he always has to find deeper meaning in all this stuff. Okay. Anyway, I want to wish everyone a Gmar Chatima Tova and a Shana Tova, Chetiva V'Chanami Tova. And then I have one more shiur. No, I don't have a shiur next week because of the Yom Iyun. The week after that, I have a shiur before Sukkot. That's right. One more shiur before Sukkot. Then I'll call him the day after Yom Kippur. We have a shiur on Sukkot. And then we'll start up our regular series again after Bereshit. Okay.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much. Wonderful share. Sure.
I want to share the screen. Here we go. Okay.